You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Wednesday, December 25th, 2025. Merry Christmas to everybody around the world who is celebrating that particular holiday. I am not, but if you are, hopefully you're enjoying yourself. And hopefully you didn't get in too many fights with your family and all that other stuff. So I just took the day off for the most part and enjoyed hanging out with my family a little bit and friends. So I don't know, kind of a laid back day. We all need one once in a while, right? Even faggots. So first and foremost, I do recommend that you join the Discord, a free Discord. It's free and it's got lots of features, including Fag B&B, FinDom, counseling rooms, all sorts of things, all sorts of resources, lots and lots of porn videos and all kinds of great stuff. So I don't know why you're not joining. You should join, okay? They have a lot of good alphas in there too. So if you're a faggot, you know, it would be a good idea. There's tons of faggots in there. If you're an alpha, there's lots of faggots there too. So yeah, join the Discord. It's free. The link is on the website under links. So anyway, I wanted to talk to you today about what I would call, let's roughly call, the seven deadly sins of faghood. Okay, so these are seven things that I think faggots do wrong. And these are things that, these are behaviors that I see faggots do that drive me nuts. And I know that it drives alphas nuts because I've had them complain to me about them from time to time. And yeah, so I thought I would address these things and maybe there'll be feedback on this list. I'm sure there's going to be feedback from alphas who are going to probably flesh this list out to be like 100 things, but I'm focusing on seven things that I consider to be pretty serious. So first and foremost, number one is masturbation while serving. All right. There's some alphas out there that don't care, but most alphas do not like this. They don't want their faggot masturbating while they're serving. First and foremost, because the faggot should be concerned with the alpha's pleasure and not their own. When you masturbate while you're serving an alpha, you're not focusing solely on his pleasure, which is the entire purpose that you have as a faggot, right? So, in general, you know, whenever you're masturbating while you're serving, it's almost like you're considering that you're somehow an equal partner in this sexual encounter. You're not an equal partner. If you never come when you're with your alpha, it doesn't matter. Okay, all that matters is that you're pleasing him, and that is, should be like a hard and fast rule as far as I'm concerned. Number two is masturbation in general. Faggots really should not be masturbating. I know that this is a big one, a big, very difficult demand, I guess we'll say, on this list, because faggots are prone to masturbating constantly. They're, you know, in FinDom, they're called gooners. They're like habitual masturbators. I was a habitual masturbator for a very long time. But I learned different, and so can you. When you masturbate, in a general sense, you're focusing on your own sexual desires. And faggots should be really focused on how they can be improving themselves for service, in service to an alpha. When you masturbate, it gets you into the habit of reaching climax and then putting it away. All right. This is what we see a lot of times in Findom, where faggots are masturbating and then they run off when they come, because they've been trained that way through masturbation privately. When faggots don't masturbate, they are not coming, and so they're showing, first of all, self-control. They're dedicating themselves to becoming a better servant, a better faggot for alphas. But they're not training themselves to have that cycle of horniness and then release and like a plateauing of desire. So this kind of up and down thing with masturbation causes the faggot to become imbalanced. So this is where cages come into play, chastity cages, which I'm a big proponent of nowadays. That's part of why cages are effective. This second spot, masturbating in general, is, it prevents that, right? So my third thing that I would, the third sin, I guess we're going to call them, is the judging of alphas. Now, a lot of times faggots will, they have preconceived notions of what an alpha is supposed to look like, what their body is supposed to look like, what their kind of personality they're supposed to have. And certainly every faggot's going to have a different opinion about that. And maybe every faggot's going to have a different opinion about what they're attracted to. And that's totally different from what I'm talking about. I'm talking about dismissing alphas based on preconceptions. This is primarily involving like dick size, which, I mean, as anybody that follows the website knows, I hate size queens. They're completely wrong about the size of alpha cocks, that they have to be, you know, X number of inches or whatever, certain kind of thickness or whatever, you know, the size of the mushroom head. I mean, it's just like ridiculous, some of the preconceptions that faggots develop about alphas. But in a general sense, an alpha is what the man is inside, and you can't always tell that from looking at them on the outside. And so when faggots do this, it opens the door for a lot of other bad behaviors. Because when a faggot doesn't have the proper respect for an alpha, they say and do things that are disrespectful and wrong, and it leads to more trouble, you know. And plus, it also causes the field of potential alphas to serve. It shrinks that, right? So it's just a bad thing for faggots to do. The fourth one I have is I actually wrote these down. Can you believe that? I'm so prepared. The fourth one I have written down is it's bothering alphas. So when a faggot likes an alpha and they offer themselves in service to this alpha, if the alpha says no or is not interested in some form of service from a faggot, if they say no, that's their prerogative. But a lot of times faggots don't stop there. This is particularly true in Findom. But, you know, alphas deserve respect. And they deserve to have their wishes also respected. And a faggot has to understand that it is a tool to serve alphas. That's it. And so bothering an alpha or hounding them or stalking them or whatever is inappropriate. It completely loses the point of being a faggot. And it leads to sometimes terrible consequences. So it's just completely wrong to do this. And I see a lot of stalking going on, particularly in FinDom, like I said. So it's just inappropriate. And I always just shake my head when I see it happening. So number five, not swallowing. I cannot tell you how much I hate this. Whenever I see a faggot not swallowing cum in any kind of video or whatever, I've never been with another faggot serving where I've seen this happen in real life personally, but like whenever I've seen videos of faggots not swallowing, I cannot tell you how wrong this is. Like, it's just, it's absolutely disrespectful to alpha cum. I mean, it's their genetic material. It's perfect. It's the spark of life. It is the alpha you're serving in liquid form. Let's say, genetic form. He's giving it to you. You know, you've brought him to orgasm. Your mouth is on that cock. What are you down there for if it's not to swallow his load? You're swallowing his seed. It's a gift from a superior man. It's the reward for good service. I don't know why you would go through all that trouble of sucking a dick and then not swallow the man's load. It's just absolutely inappropriate. And I don't know. I just don't do it. Okay. You swallow every load. If you're going to suck dick, swallow loads, period. You know, number six, I have using alphas like a stripper. Now, the unfortunate aspect about today's world is that there's a lot of online activity. So, I come from the world of meeting alphas, serving alphas in real life, you know, meeting them in places like bars and whatever, offering service, etc. You know, I don't do very much like online offering of myself, you know. So, but I see I'm online, right? I've got a website for 10 years. It covers this pretty well. So I've seen plenty of this where faggots are using alphas to come, basically. This is really bad in FinDom, again, which is, again, I mean, alphas complain about this, you know, like the faggot will be masturbating and then it'll come and disappear, right? And alphas will complain about this. And I'm thinking, well, you're in FinDom. Like, what do you expect? You know, you don't want to be treated like a stripper. Don't act like one, you know, which is, that's on the alphas for putting themselves out there like a stripper. But faggots don't have a say in this. You know, an alpha has given you their time, and that time is precious. Sometimes it costs money, but it doesn't always cost money. But the alpha is always giving of his time. These are superior men, okay, who are giving a faggot time that the faggot does not deserve. And that time should be treated preciously. They're not strippers, and alphas are not here to get faggots off or be masturbation material, live masturbation material. It's wrong to treat alphas that way. It's absolutely disrespectful, right? So don't do it. I mean, it's just, have some respect for both the alpha and yourself. You know, if you're going to be a proper faggot, then actually embrace the aspects of being a faggot. And these all these points I'm making here are directing toward that, being a proper faggot. The final sin, number seven, is not addressing alphas properly. I see, again, online this is a big problem, but also this happens in person, you know, where the faggot will not address an alpha as sir or master or whatever. You know, you're not a buddy hanging out at the ball game with the alpha, okay? Like, you're not an equal. You're not his friend. You're his slave. And whether it's online or it's in person, show respect at all times, you know. Use superlatives to address alphas, because they are chosen to be what they are. They were born that way, and they deserve that respect. As a faggot, you have to understand that you're not their equal, and they deserve to feel that superiority that they have already, right? They should see that in your actions. When I say that number seven is not addressing alphas properly, I'm not only talking about sir and master and things like that. I'm talking also about how you act physically around an alpha. Do you, are you getting on your knees and taking a submissive position? Are you showing signs of respect both verbally and physically? You know, these are ways that faggots show alphas that respect they deserve from a faggot. These seven sins of fags, these are kind of just the seven deadly sins of faghood. There's other problems, of course, but like some of them will fit neatly in some of these boxes. And so I think that every faggot should think about these things. Think about, you know, if you're committing some of these sins and how you can maybe target them to improve yourself. Because ultimately, I think this is something I've always kind of, how I've always approached my own faghood, is that I always view myself as a work in progress, and I slip up sometimes and I don't achieve certain goals I have for myself. And I do, I set goals for myself, and I think everybody, every faggot listening to this should do that, you know. But I'm not perfect, and I certainly want to be the best faggot that I can possibly be. And I want that for you guys too, because ultimately, when I talk about having respect as a faggot, respect for yourself as a faggot, a lot of that has to do with how you conduct yourself, you know. And, you know, there are plenty of owned faggots that listen to this broadcast, and I'm sure that they get trained by their owners on some of these things I've mentioned here tonight. And, you know, I just think that all faggots should think about it, because ultimately it leads to your own self-respect and your own worth and value as a faggot. That will strengthen you, I guess, what I'm getting at, in your life as you go and approach other alphas that you might meet. It'll give you more of a confidence knowing that you are developing the proper mindset for a faggot, and that you are worth something because you are working toward a goal like that. So, anyway. So those are the seven deadly sins of faghood. Hopefully you guys have some thoughts about this. I would love to hear about them. I'm sure I will hear about them on the Discord, but otherwise you can contact me on X or via email or on the website or blah, 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 blah. I'm everywhere. So again, join the Discord. There's lots of good things happening there. And I guess beyond that, I don't have anything else for you. I hope you had a good holiday. Oh, 2026 is right around the corner. It's hard to believe. Anyway, I will talk to you next week, probably. All right. Love you.